Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your host. I'm Colonel Bob.
And I am Ian. And we are the Silver Screen Scoundrels, and tonight we're talking about a movie that is not what we were expecting. We were expecting to be talking about John Wick, but I kind of dropped the ball on that. Now I'm going to be the first person to admit this. I love the first John Wick movie. Have not seen two or three. I actually own the movies. Have not watched them. I don't have a good reason for it. So be prepared, because soon we will be doing some John Wick. But this week, we're going to do something that came out on Netflix. It's called We Have a Ghost. It's come out toward the end of February, so it's been about a month now. Bob and I both watched it. We thought it would be fun to kind of talk about something different. We don't talk a lot about like the straight to Netflix movies on here. We've done, what was that one? The Gray Man?
Yeah, we've done a few.
And
I want to talk about Mitchell's versus Machines, which we still haven't.
I got you. We will. I still haven't finished that. This is what happens when you're in 17 podcasts, Bob. I'm so sorry. You just got so much to watch. But We Have a Ghost is by director Christopher Landon. Christopher Landon is also a writer. Now, I bring Christopher Landon up to you because he not only wrote and directed and did the screenplay and everything, he did the Happy Death Day movies, and he did Freaky. Did you know this?
I did not know that. Nice. Yeah. He went a little more, G rated.
Yeah, because one of the first movies that I've noticed, like big movies, is he's credited for like directing and writing is Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Okay.
He wrote the screenplay and wrote a few of like the Paranormal Activities 2, 3, 4, and then that one he wrote the screenplay for Disturbia.
Nice. I like Disturbia.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
I loved Happy Death Day 1 and Freaky, by the way. So
I own both, but I have not, or I'm sorry, I own both Happy Death Days. I like the first one a lot. I haven't watched the second one yet, and I own it.
It's a worthy sequel.
Good. I've heard that. So to dive right into it, We Have a Ghost. It's been a few weeks since Bob and I have watched it. We watched it like when it first came out. So if we fumbled through this, we apologize ahead of time because it's not fresh in our brain. However, it centers around, if you can see us on YouTube, Bob's background here. That house, basically. This family moves in, a family of Anthony Mackie, his wife, and they have two kids, I believe. And one of the kids is... how do I say this? He's very teenage angsty, right? Is that how you describe him? Like he's very in tune with things, and
yeah.
his brother is very much your stereotypical teenager.
Yeah,
into TikTok, certain things.
YouTube.
Yeah, TikTok, YouTube, getting followers and everything.
Yeah.
And then they meet. Well, he first runs into this ghost. It's been a while since I've seen it. Is it Ernest?
Ernest,
okay. And that is David Harbour. And David Harbour is amazing. Anything that man touches is just gold.
It's gold, yeah.
And
yeah.
He doesn't speak a word in this movie, and he's still, like, memorable.
Yeah.
I just think he's just great. So the general synopsis is they moved in the house. He haunts the house. He usually scares people out. The boy does not get scared. He ends up telling his family. They kind of like exploit the ghost and kind of work with them to basically become famous and make money and all this other stuff. So that's the general synopsis on this. Now that I've got that out of the way, did you enjoy this movie?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I only have one gripe.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you feel like it was marketed well? Because it kind of came out of nowhere.
A couple weeks before it came out, it was everywhere. The trailers was everywhere.
Right, gotcha.
It looked funny with David Harbour running through all those businesses. I thought was really funny, and the tattoo, right, with the line going through. I thought that was funny. But I thought it was marketed pretty well.
Okay, but overall, you did like it. So you said you had just one gripe, or like a few small minor gripes?
Just one gripe.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get into that, man? This isn't going to be a lengthy one. Nothing extravagant about this.
My only gripe is I thought it was too long. I thought the length of the movie took away from the heart that it actually had. So that was my only thing. Several times I was like, damn, this isn't over yet. So that was my only gripe. But it didn't take my enjoyment away from the movie.
Okay, well, that's good. And I can sympathize with you on that, thinking it was too long. The runtime on this movie was 2 hours and 6 minutes. So
yeah, I think 145 would have been great.
But Kevin is the boy's name. Okay, so Kevin and Ernest become like really tight. Ernest can't really talk, but they communicate in other ways. I like Kevin. Don't get me wrong. Frank, who's played by Anthony Mackie as Kevin's dad in the movie, I thought at times, like, I get what they were going for, but I thought at times, like, Kevin was a little too hard on his dad, like, toward the beginning of the movie.
He was, but that didn't bother me so much, because that's your typical teenager. You know, nothing your parents do is going to be right.
But the other boy wasn't like that. He was really tight with his dad.
Yeah, he was older, though, and he could easily made friends. You know, you could tell he was just a popular.
I'm just saying, like, Anthony Mackie was going out of his way to, like, have dance parties and talk to him about his day and about his music, and he was just like, ugh, you wouldn't understand. It's like,
yeah, now there was a few times in the movie where I was like, come on, Kevin, knock it off.
Yeah. Like I said, I get it, teenager, whatever, but at the same time, like, he Anthony Mackie was not the perfect father in this movie, and he even admits it at one point.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to take anything away from that, and I'm not trying to say, like, oh, he deserved better because he was such a good dad. Like, he had his flaws, but at the same time, like, he was trying, I thought. And he was at least trying to connect with him, and I just thought, like, the dynamic of Kevin being a little too hard on his dad, I was like, he's not even that bad of a dad, honestly. Like, he works too much, and he's just detached, and he's like, this and that is the way, like, Kevin was describing it. But I'm like, really? Because he seems like he's always, you know, he's there and he's trying. So I do get it to a point, but at the same time, like I said, I don't know, man. I thought he was being a little too hard on him sometimes, not the whole time.
Agreed.
But overall, I did like Kevin. I like how Kevin and Ernest interacted with each other. I thought they were fun characters, and they were fun to watch the dynamic of those two bouncing back and forth.
Sure, yeah, sure. Nothing they did took away from me caring about any of the characters in it. I cared about the whole family. I cared about even the mom. I thought did really well. The side characters was just funny, and I thought it was pretty good. Now that comedian woman, I can't remember her name. Huh?
Tig? Taro?
Yes. Taro? I can't remember. She annoyed me the most because I thought she was just being a snake and you know, wanted to capture Ernest and all.
Yeah,
that.
Which was weird because at the end, like, she was like all gung-ho about catching her tune. Him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so quick, though. It was so quick how he changed her tune. He did like one thing, like just flashed a smile at her. She's like, wait.
Yeah.
That way, what?
Yeah. So she was annoying. But other than that, I thought it was great. The medium jumping out the window, I thought was hilarious.
What about the reveal at the end? Were you surprised by that? Or
I was.
How he died?
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I was surprised, but I was pleasantly informed, because I really didn't want him. I really didn't want him to be a bad guy. So I was glad. I was glad that he wasn't.
Who are you talking about?
Ernest.
No. I'm talking about the reveal, like the guy who, like who, how he died.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, but the whole movie, it was seeming like that Ernest was a bad guy. Like, that's how he died, is he was just a bad guy.
Right, so, but my question is, like, the reveal of who killed him. Were you surprised by this? Like when they introduced that character and they were talking about him? And
I guess, yeah. I guess I was a little surprised. Sure.
I mean, like,
because when you first met him, you still thought that Ernest was a bad, like when he was, because
he paints him out to be this bad guy. But I thought, like, yeah, everything he's saying doesn't, like, it didn't really match up. So I was a little suspicious of him. And then, like, he's just like, is he here? He didn't seem too scared of him, which you think he would have.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so
that's why I was kind of on the
fence. So that was surprising, yeah. That was surprising.
But, yeah, overall, I did enjoy it. It's not something I would probably watch multiple times, but, like, if it's on, I may not skip it. I don't know.
It depends on my mood. If we was thinking about something to watch and someone, whoever was wanting to watch a movie with me hadn't seen it, I'd watch it with them.
Okay. So why don't you kick us off with what would you rate it?
I'm gonna rate it a 7.
7. Okay. I was gonna say 6. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Okay.
Good movie. 7.
And I think the main reason I'm giving it a 7 is just because I love David Harbour.
I told you, man, that he could do no wrong.
Yeah.
And everything that man is in, I just love him. I adore him.
It's Pedro Pascal and David Harbour right now. I think they're the two it men right now.
That's another guy who can do no wrong, who everything he touches turns to gold. So I agree with you there. And he's a national treasure, man, Pedro.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched?
He's in a lot of things you don't realize he's in.
Well, not only that, but do you watch his interviews and stuff?
Yeah.
He's real quirky, real funny, real down to earth. He just likes to have fun.
Yeah.
And he always plays like this dark, brooding guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quite the opposite in real life. And I love that about him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was in with Pedro. I was in love with him ever since Massive Talent. And then after that, I was like, damn, I got to see more of him, because I loved him in Massive Talent.
He was great in that. He's obviously great in Mandalorian. Did you not watch the second Kingsman movie?
I did.
You did? You didn't like him in that?
No, I liked him. I liked him, but he didn't stand out to me like.
Okay, gotcha.
Like he did in Talent.
Okay,
but Harbour is the same way. I mean, I loved him in Stranger Things, and then he was the dad in Black Widow, and I thought, God, I want to see more of this guy. So, yeah. And then Violent Night. And oh my God, it was just amazing. So, and then this was very enjoyable.
I thought so too. Yeah. Well, there's, like I said, not a lot to talk about tonight. Sorry again for
the short one, quick one. Sorry, everybody, but it's worth seeing. Go watch it. Let us know what you think.
It is worth seeing, and it's on Netflix. So if you've got if you're paying $800 a month for Netflix, like the rest of us are, you might as well throw it on, watch it on a dark and stormy night.
Yeah.
So yeah, that has been our review on the Silver Screen Scoundrel podcast. I think I'm getting a little bit better at saying that quickly. Like us on everything: Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, all the socials. Check out our merch store if you're interested in that. It's pretty cool. Got some cool stuff on there. And obviously, check out our Friday episodes of the Paperweight Entertainment podcast as well, where Derek and I discuss all the fun things that are Disney Plus, HBO Max. We are currently reviewing The Mandalorian. So we did our first four episode recap. We're going to jump into the new one here soon. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Bob, you're a Mandalorian fan.
I do like Mandalorian, although I haven't watched it.
Are you caught up to this season at least?
To season 3, sure.
Okay, that's fair.
But I did not watch Boba Fett.
You're not missing anything.
Well, Derek says I need to watch the last two episodes.
The only good part of Boba Fett is when Din Djarin, the Mandalorian, actually shows up.
Yeah.
That's the only redeemable part of that show.
Okay.
In mine.
Well, Derek says I need to watch the last two episodes before I watch.
I agree. They're definitely, those last two are worth watching. But sorry, I got to sidetrack. We're going to wrap it up. We the Silver Screen Scoundrels for Colonel Bob Tingle. I've been Ian, and as always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.